If the Lakers are tanking, and by now I think we've probably established that they are, it's because the current wisdom suggests that this is the easiest way to rebuild an NBA team. But is it? I'm joined by a man who has built championship-caliber NBA teams, including the 1983 champion Philadelphia 76ers. Pat Williams is currently the senior vice president of the Orlando Magic. Pat, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to chat with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Pat, you have had opportunities to fix broken NBA teams in Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and now in Orlando. The Magic went 21-61 in the 91-92 season, and I'm sure none of those 61 losses was intentional. What was going through your mind as you realized you were going to have the opportunity to draft Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, listen, we were just starting as a new franchise. They kept turning those logos over in 92, and ours was not getting turned over. And with each turn of a logo, you could feel the pressure mounting because everybody knew who Shaq was and what he was going to do for your franchise. That's not the case most years. I do remember that everybody in the lottery, there were 11 teams in the lottery, they had all made up Shaq jerseys for their uniform. And they had them stuffed in paper bags waiting to pull them out. And we were the only one with a shirt that worked. So the rest of them had to tuck them in bags. Somewhere out on the internet, you can probably buy a Dallas Maverick or Charlotte Hornet Shaq jersey somewhere.
Do you ever feel badly about what fans go through when the team they're rooting for is just awful?
Good question. Although I think a city can rejoice with victory with their team, but I think they really come together when your team is losing. I kind of a mutual sympathy, perhaps.
Until their dominant regular season this year, the Atlanta Hawks were a perennial mid-level playoff team, make it every year, but with nobody really expecting them to go all the way. Should teams always try to make the playoffs, or does there come a point where a team like the Hawks might be better served by setting their sights a little lower and hoping to do something in the draft?
Oh, Bill, listen, once the ball goes up, these athletes are extraordinarily competitive. The last thing on their mind is a bunch of ping-pong balls in May. They could not care less about the draft. They're concerned about their contracts and their careers and their future and what the team is doing now. So any talk, I get churned up about this, about, oh, well, we're just kind of backing off this year or this, that, forget it. Because the ball players and the coaches, their careers hinge on winning and playing well. So the word tank bothers me.
According to at least the math that I've been able to do this afternoon, the last two teams to win the title shortly after picking number one in the draft were San Antonio when they picked Tim Duncan back in 1997 and the Lakers when they took James Worthy back in 1982. Maybe teams considering trying to get much better as quickly as they can shouldn't be thinking about the draft so much.
Well, Bill, let me just talk for a minute about San Antonio. And Greg Popovich, who will tell you this from the beginning, that his whole career has been predicated on two ping pong balls that bounce the right way. And a ball bounces the right way, and who is waiting for them but one David Robinson? Gets hurt, they have another terrible year, back into the lottery, and guess what happens? Another ping pong ball bounces right, and there is Tim Duncan from my alma mater, Wake Forest University. Oh, my. Oh, my. It's an amazing story to me. Absolutely amazing.
The Magic is not going to make the 2015 postseason. Are you hoping for big things on May 19th's NBA draft lottery?
Oh, listen, Bill, we always are. We've got our secret stash of ping pong balls that we try to get into that machine. That we raise them out on a farm on Disney property.
Excellent.
And we sprinkle pixie dust on them every evening.
Of course, now the secret is out.
Well, I'm just telling you, Bill, you know, nobody else is going to be in on this, just you. And we have in our trophy case, believe it or not, the three winning ping pong balls from 92, 93, and '04. One was Shaq, one was Chris Webber, who turned into Penny Hardaway, and the other was Dwight Howard. And they have made room, however, for another one. They're never resentful. They always are happy if other ping pong balls happen to join. Now, we have no championship trophies yet, Bill, but in the meantime, we're very proud of our victorious ping pong balls.
Pat Williams is the Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic. Pat, I was going to say not only thank you, but good luck. But you don't need to be wished good luck because you got those ping pong balls you've been raising.
Well, listen, ping pong balls bouncing around in a machine determining what player you might or might not get. And with that determines your future as a GM or a coach. Oh, my, what a way to make a living.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Bill, good to talk to you.